Obviously, there's been announcements of new owners and investment potentially coming into the club. Obviously, there's a lot of questions still surrounding that. We don't really know a lot about it, but just for the town of Morecambe and the club to maintain their Football League status, it would be a massive achievement and also a step in the right direction for whatever the future may hold.
So, Callum Crooks, what are you hoping for from the players today?
Just to show that they're here for the town, basically. Show commitment. When it was the Barnet game, a lot of players didn't really come out, didn't show themselves as what they can actually achieve. And it was such a massive game. And the crowd turned out for that game, and we didn't get anything that the performance-wise, we wanted. Barnet played very well, and they deserve the win. So we need a performance today. Today, I can't say enough how big this game is. It's absolutely massive.
How are your nerves?
Jittery. This is probably the biggest ever since Wembley, and I was a nervous wreck at Wembley, and yeah, I'm the same today, to be honest.
Stuart, a lot of these big occasions in the past have been going for promotion, going for playoffs. To be fighting for survival, it's quite new to us, isn't it?
I don't think we've ever come down to this very last game of the season before, but obviously I can remember again needing to get results in the conference to stay up all those years ago, but today it's just magnified just because of what's at stake, really, for the club and for the town. It's going to be a really important day.
Did you think 3 or 4 weeks ago Morecambe would be in this position?
Not really. I mean, you have to tip your hat to Barnet, really. They've changed manager and they've really improved their results. They're on a brilliant run. Obviously, Morecambe's form has dipped. We've been unable to get those few remaining points that we need, but we've been pushed all the way by Barnet, and we now need to get something today or hope for things to go our way. But we'll be going down cheering on the boys to hope that they can achieve that.
So, Callum, have you got a song that you'll be singing today?
Well, there'll be quite a lot of songs today. Hopefully the boys, all the 600, 700 fans who've turned up are in full voice today. There'll be plenty of chants going on, and probably the main ones are going to be towards Jim Bentley because of what he's done to the club, and he's a club legend, you know, so everything goes down to him. We're overachieving being in this league, so hopefully the new finances coming in, if we stay up, that can, you know, kind of solidify our place in League 2. But when it comes to singing, everything's got to come down to Jim Bentley because he is an icon, he's a legend, he deserves a statue out here.